Fred Film Radio Interview.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the Jameson Dublin International Film Festival 2014, joined by filmmaker Donal Foreman, and he's showing the film Out of Here. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks, my pleasure.
Okay, so let's introduce the film first of all. Would you like to tell us a little bit about the story?
Sure. Well, Out of Here is about Ciarán, who's a young Dublin fella in his early 20s, who is reluctantly returning to Dublin after a year of traveling. So the film follows him through his first week back in Dublin. He's stuck living with his parents again. He's trying to reconnect with a ex-girlfriend and get involved with his group of friends again. And he's sort of struggling to find his way in the city again.
I mean, it's something that a lot of people can identify with. But what I was wondering was, I mean, what was the starting point for you in actually exploring these themes?
Well, I've had the idea for many years since I was in film school. I think I first wrote a version of this 7 years ago. So I've had it in mind for a long time. And I hadn't lived outside of Ireland for any real length of time at that stage. But I think what intrigued me was taking a character who was very familiar with a place, with their home, who then was away for a year and was coming back to it with a kind of fresh look on it. They were kind of estranged from it in some way. So there was that weird mix of, you know it so well, and yes, now it feels different to you.
Right. I mean, because you know, the city itself and the environment is almost a character in the movie. How important was that to get across?
Oh, absolutely. I never considered it being anywhere but Dublin, and I was very interested in making a film that reflected my experience of the place and those of my friends and people in my generation, because I felt I'd seen very few Irish movies that looked like the Dublin that I grew up in, that I knew on a day-to-day basis. So trying to reflect that in the film was very important.
So, I mean, there is autobiographical elements in the film.
I would say it's personal more than autobiographical, because the character in himself is really quite different from me, but a lot of the experiences and the emotions I feel very close to. So, and also when it came to finally shooting the film, I had been living in New York for a year.
Okay.
So I came back to Dublin to prepare and shoot it after that. So I was able to draw on that experience a lot. Coming back to shoot it and having been away for a year, I was able to inform kind of method directing in a way.
There you go. I mean, that does make perfect sense when you consider the story of the film. And another thing that really comes through in the film is this naturalistic approach that you have in portraying the themes, but also in bringing the narrative to the film. But, and I was wondering how important it was to use that approach and why you chose to use that particular approach.
Well, the film was partly improvised. We went into pre-production with a 30-page outline of the project, and then I rehearsed and improvised with the cast for 2 weeks, and then I wrote a finished script out of that process. So there was a lot of collaboration with the actors.
Yeah.
And that was something that I've really been attached to since I began as a filmmaker. I started making films with my friends when I was 11 years old. And throughout my teens, I made all these films with my friends, and we never had a script. It was always just came out of us hanging out and joking around, and it would just naturally became very collaborative. So when I went to film school, I learned the more kind of professional, disciplined way of doing it. And I got a lot out of learning that, but I was also a little frustrated with especially the performances that would come of that. I felt sometimes it was a little too stiff and lifeless when you didn't let the actor have a bit more freedom and bring something of themselves to it.
Sure.
So I just prefer that kind of performance, and I feel you can get a lot more out of people, and the actors can become a lot more invested in the role because they really have a say in what direction it goes in.
Right, I mean, because it does feel genuine, and it has that feeling in the moments of comedy and in the more emotional moments. It just all feels very natural, and for that reason, a little more rewarding than it would if it was staged. But you mentioned that there's a lot of improvisation, so obviously you worked with the actors very closely, as you said, and I was wondering, how did you cast, you know, the actors for the roles?
Well, there were some people I'd had in mind for a while, and that a few people who had been in short films of mine, or that I'd seen in other people's films, that I'd seen in plays mm-hmm. around Dublin. There was also some people who had never acted before, who I just knew as kind of characters about the town. Mm. I'm sure pretty much anyone from Dublin is going to recognize at least somebody in the film, because it's quite a big cast. The hardest role to cast was definitely the lead role of Ciarán. Mm. And that was the one that we spent the most time on. And when we found Fionn Walton, it was pretty late in the process. Just a couple of months before we shot, and that was really a lifesaver to find him, because I think he was just perfectly fitted for it. We found Fionn in a group of actors called the Actors Studio, which is run out of the Factory film production space, down by the docks, and so that group of actors is particularly strong. There's about 10 of the Actors Studio in the film. Mm. They kind of do workshops regularly focused on film acting, which in general is sometimes one of the weaknesses in Ireland. There's a lot of actors who have more of a theater background and training and less experience with film. Yeah. But they were definitely distinct from that.
Yes, I mean, they really do give great performances, especially Fionn, like you said. His performance is really magnetic, I would say, but also he seems to embody a sort of type of male character that's almost an in-between, a macho personality and a more emotional personality, and he awakens in the feelings, you know, that he experiences in his return. And another thing about that is, which makes me wonder, how do you see the coming of age, you know, drama or comedy in Irish cinema now? Because I think that in the last while it's kind of died down or become a little artificial.
I think I've seen very few films that deal with this age group, and especially in terms of Dublin, that I think ring true to people's experiences. I think What Richard Did was an exception to that. I mean, it was like a particular world that's kind of different from what I look at in Out of Here. But I thought, although there's a couple of actors overlapping, our lead actor Fionn had a supporting role in that. So I thought they were really strong. But I think, I don't know, there hasn't been a lot. And it seems like it's the perfect time for it, because there's just so many issues and dilemmas facing.
Exactly. I think it was an influence from America and all that stuff that, you know, Irish cinema let itself be influenced by it too much. But we're kind of realizing again that it's cool to, you know, to represent Ireland in the way it is, right?
Yeah. Well, I think that I think Irish cinema has sometimes made the mistake of trying too hard to fit into certain commercial boxes or to fulfill certain popular genres, when there are kind of film industries like Hollywood that are doing that stuff at such a scale and with such resources behind them that I feel like you can't really compete with them on their terms. Mm-hmm. And if you go for something that is more personal, is more local, is more unique, it has a better chance of standing out because of that.
Oh, I agree. I agree with that. But also, you know, that leads me to my next question. I mean, it must have been hard to even get this film off the ground. I mean, it's a very original idea. How did you get the financing to come together?
The hardest barrier to cross was just getting a producer for the film to begin with. I pitched it to several production companies in Ireland, and none of them were kind of convinced to take it on. And I knew, because it was my first film, because I wanted to work with improvisation, it was not an easy one to walk into the Irish Film Board with. So once I found my producer, Emmett Fleming, who was very passionate about the project, he proposed the idea of a crowdfunding model that was partly inspired by the kind of Kickstarter model of accepting donations, but also we gave people the option of investing in the film and buying shares in the film, and we raised most of the production budget that way. And then once we had a rough cut of the film, we went to the Irish Film Board with that, and they gave us additional funding to see it through to completion.
And it's a real gem. You know, it was shown at the FLA last year, and now it's in Dublin. Any plans of distribution?
Well, you know, we're accepting offers if anyone's interested.
There you go. This
nothing
is the right
to nothing to announce just yet.
Okay, so let's hope we'll see it. You know, we'll see it released in a wider scale soon enough.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Thank you very much, Donal Foreman. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.